Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Flip it back here, turning inside, spinning his way all the way into the end zone is Anderson for the touchdown.
Tom? Welcome back, Football Friday, from Leo's Pizzeria, Southwestern Boulevard. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, upcoming Sam Panayotovich from Bet Sweats. Sigmund Bloom today. Sal Capaccio as well.
Al Michaels on the call there from one of Travion Henderson's three touchdowns last night. You know how we feel about Al Michaels on this show.
Well, how do you feel? Because I feel great about him.
Yeah, no, I mean, I appreciate his time. He's a legend. That's how I feel about him. I don't think he's got his best stuff anymore, but he's getting by.
He's 80.
His partner could be – I could launch Kirk Herbstreit into the sun.
Oh, boy.
I do not have any time for Kirk Herbstreit.
Don't get Sam started on him.
I do not need Kirk Herbstreit. He sounds great, right? He clearly gets his thoughts across. I know he knows football. I think he especially knows college football. When he is talking for, 45 seconds to a minute about Justin Fields and, like, why it hasn't worked, you know, everyone knows he's got all the tail in the world, and whether it's been the scheme fit, coaching, players around him, all, you know, just whatever, just has not really worked. But, you know, he's got a – do you want to mix in the one thing that everybody – like, my mom knows he can't see the field and process and, like, go through progressions. Like, that is Justin Fields' fatal flaw is that. And, like, you're talking on a national telecast – about this guy that you watched play at your beloved Ohio State.
Former Buckeye quarterbacks.
And you cannot make that. Now, forgive me, I did not take notes this entire game. So, but early on in the game, he's going through that, and I'm just staring at the TV going, dude, say the thing. Just say the thing. Stop making excuses for him about scheme fit and coaching and teammates and whatever, and just say the thing. He didn't say the thing. Maybe he said the thing later while I was watching the Sabres lose. But, man.
I might have tuned it out last night.
He makes me insane.
I didn't have my usual crisis over the broadcast, any broadcast.
I clearly did.
I don't know why I didn't.
It's coming out right now.
He did say on – do we have Sam yet? He did say on Fields' touchdown to start the game that he made the wrong read. That the read was to Hall.
That's something.
And he's just so fast, he scored anyway. And that's the drug of Justin Fields, yeah. I think. With us now from BetSweats, Sam Panayotovich, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. BetSweats, weekday mornings, 9 to noon. Sam has a free day tomorrow. I think he should come up here. I had that idea this morning when Sam said, I got nothing tomorrow. Because also, Sam, you guys are always complaining about with the YouTube thing how you can't watch the big college games. We have that. I have that. Bulldog and I both have.
We can watch that on my phone.
We got Texas, Georgia. We got the Ole Miss game that is big for you. Come on up.
7-hour drive to watch football with my boys. I'm thinking about it.
IPAs for days.
Whatever.
IPAs for miles.
Place to stay. Whatever. What's not to like?
I also have nothing to do tomorrow other than like pile up some leaves and mulch them up. Like that's my plan.
I might even be free.
Which I like as a plan for a Saturday because it gives me a clear conscience about going out for some beers after. Like, oh, I took care of the farm. Time to go relax. But take off my work boots.
All right.
I don't have work
boots.
Well,
Sam, it's an idea.
Thinking about I'm thinking about this Bills game, and I honestly have no idea what to do in it. You know, we don't have to bet every game, as everybody knows. I think Tampa is going to be the public dog, though. That's the sense that I get, and I texted a couple of guys in Vegas, and they're like, oh, the public's all over Tampa so far. Now, a lot could change into Saturday and Sunday because the public doesn't usually bet during the week. The public likes to bet 30 minutes until kick. But it's already sort of morphing into that public underdog where people are putting Tampa plus the points in parlays. They're using Tampa on the money line. And mostly it's a fade of the Buffalo Bills because most NFL bettors, for the most part, like to bet on or against what they saw last week.
This is good for us, right? Because this is the room, and the room is going Tampa's way, and we like that, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, naturally, after Buffalo beats Kansas City, it's like, oh, well, they'll definitely blow out the Dolphins, and then we know what happened there. We don't have to, you know, revisit that. So now off of that performance, it's, oh, well, why is Buffalo laying 5.5 to Tampa? Baker Mayfield's awesome. And Baker actually hasn't played that well since before the Detroit game. And I know they're going to get some guys back on offense and all that. And we know that the Bills front has been challenged with injuries, and, you know, those have been chronicled accordingly. I'll tell you what, though, the sharpest move in this game came on the under. I mean, this was 49 on Tuesday, and now I'm looking 46.5 and 46. So the sharpest support financially on this game has been on the under. So people are betting against offense.
Does it make sense to you, all of that put together? Like, you've been somebody very bullish on the Bills all through the year. Does it feel right to you that maybe the public is jumping off of them?
Well, they've been jumping off them since the Atlanta game. I think there wasn't really an appetite. I mean, there certainly wasn't an appetite to bet the Bills against Kansas City. We talked about this on this very show. Buffalo is sort of cooling by the moment. And, you know, as somebody holding a bunch of Bills stock, I don't love seeing a number bigger than what I bet to win the Super Bowl. But, you know, if guys get back on that D-line and Josh shows up in these big games, I think it's going to be okay. I still think there's a very real possibility where we get to, you know, January and it's Jim and Tony on the call and they say the 5-seed Buffalo Bills and the 7-seed Kansas City Chiefs for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. Because I just, I don't know, guys. I look at these teams on top, New England, Indy, Denver. I don't think any of them are playoff good. I'm sorry. I don't feel that way.
Well, we opened up talking about the Patriots. Obviously, they played last night, and they're now 9-2. And, I think similarly, like that's how I think a lot of us feel. But they just keep finding ways. And I know the schedule's terrible, but, you know, they did beat the Bills, and they did beat the Bucs on the road last week. Those might be their best wins of the year. But, yeah, I mean, I keep waiting for them to falter, but nobody's faltering. You know, there are those. They're 9-2 now, and the other two up there, Denver and Indy, that are surprises, are 8-2. And we'll see. I mean, Denver's got Kansas City this week, so that's a big test. But I don't know. I'm tired of waiting for these teams to stumble. I can't believe they're stumble proof, but so far they pretty much are.
So far.
Well, there's a different level in the postseason, and you know there's something to be said about pressure and teams that know how to win. And until Drake May or Daniel Jones or Bo Nix beats Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, I don't think it's real. It's sort of like Fugazi, as Johnny Depp said in A Bronx Tale. So, or not A Bronx Tale. I'm totally blanking on the movie right now.
Jurassic Depp Park.
Not Jurassic Park. It's the movie when he's the jeweler, Don the Jeweler. Any, it doesn't matter.
No idea.
Beside the point.
Fletch?
I'll get to it.
Have I seen the Johnny Depp movie? Have I seen the Johnny Depp movie? Yes. I've seen two.
It's Don the Jeweler. How do you not remember Don the Jeweler? What's the name of the movie? I cannot think of it.
No idea. My dad's a jeweler. Okay. No idea. One, the second, the newer Willy Wonka. Two, I was forced to watch, similar to the Jurassic Park story from earlier, the Pirates movie.
Oh, sure.
But come on. The Pirates. How anybody finds that interesting at all is
movies.
Incredible.
There's like 20 of
them. I would never. I gave my family one.
Yeah.
Not that they cared.
Donnie Brasco. Yeah. Donnie Brasco's the movie. Okay. I just came.
Whatever. Never heard
Whatever.
Of it. I've heard of it. Never seen it.
Great.
Sam, good talk. What's the line? Forget the Patriots having played last night. Like, say, whatever. They didn't. And this week, they're hosting the Bills. What's the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Fred. Buffalo at New England this week.
Buffalo, I have, let's see, 4 points better on a neutral. So if we're going to give 3 for home field, we're at Buffalo -1.
Do you think that's what the market would give us? Bills road
favorite? I have a hard time believing people wouldn't bet the Bills. So if I opened at 1, I could see it move to 1.5, 2. I mean, I don't think you can make the Patriots favor because guys would line up out the door to bet the Bills +1, 1.5. It would just happen, and then you'd eventually get the Bills as the favorite. Yeah, I mean, you'd have to start Buffalo favor, but at the same time, it can't be Buffalo -3 because guys would bet +3. I mean, this Patriots team has won 8 games in a row, and here's the crazy part. They've made people money. Of those 8 games, I believe they've covered 6 of them. So knowing all that, it all goes into the equation. If you open Buffalo -3 at New England, wise guys would whack the Patriots +3. So I think a very fair open would be Buffalo -1 and see where the money goes.
Are we including last night as one of their covers?
Well, I mean, the line was 10 on Monday. It was 13 by kickoff. So if you got a good number, which we discuss all the time, you know, like we talked last week about Notre Dame Navy. We were talking about laying 27. It was 31 at kickoff. I got a text from my buddy. Do you like Notre Dame -31? I'm like, stop gambling. Please stop. Could have laid 24, 26, 27, and you want to lay 31. They didn't not cover. I mean, the highest number I saw was 13. So if you want to call it 5-2-1 last 8, let's call it 5-2-1.
Whatever. Fine. Sam Panayotovich with us. Matthew Stafford has never finished higher in the MVP vote than 8th. Well, this is his year, right? It's a tough matchup Sunday. May, Stafford, and then, well, I guess Jonathan Taylor might be the next name. Is there anything – I mean, Allen, Mahomes – some other quarterback, perhaps. Is there anything you want? You like your value, you like your good prices. Is there anything you want to do right now with MVP?
I was listening to you guys a couple weeks ago, and I think it was you, Mike, that brought up Darnold at 20-1 for the MVP. And I remember you being like, as you were saying it, you thought, I need a shower, even thinking about this out loud. And now you look at the price, and it's much lower. I mean, I see Darnold at 9-1. I mean, I think everybody's assuming the Rams are just going to win, but there still may be some meat on that Sam Darnold bone at 11-1. I mean, if they win this game, they're a two-loss team. They're right there for the one seed in the NFC. And what's a better story? A guy leaving a team that won 14 games last year to go to a team that was supposed to win 7 games and take them to the number one seed in the NFC. I feel like for Stafford, it's a lifetime achievement type award if he does get it.
Yep.
Kind of like a collection of all his years. I mean, he's got 25 touchdowns and 2 picks. He's been unbelievable. But if the Seahawks pull the upset, we're going to be talking about Darnold at 4-5-1 to win the MVP. So if you think Seattle can hang, and I certainly think they can, Seattle might be worth a bet to win the division, and maybe Stafford and Darnold kind of come closer to the middle on price, and Sam Darnold at 11-1 is a lot shorter if they do upset the Rams.
Good logic. And if it matters even more, L.A. was his undoing last year. The 2 games in L.A., including the play Detroit in the middle, 2 games in L.A.
Yeah.
Like, if he wins there on a team, I guess a team everybody loves, I think that'll go a long way for him. College football, Bulldog, you had a thought this weekend? I could use a tip. What do you think? Could you use a tip?
Me? I could always use a tip. Yeah.
Sam, what do you like?
Do we have our pencils out? Are we ready to go? Because last week was fun. Iowa should have beat Oregon. Like, Iowa should have won the game, but we covered the 6.5. Here's our play this week. We've been pretty well with these so far. Texas, +6.5 at Georgia.
Again, the game will be on at my house and also
mine or the bar that I'm at or whatever, because my wife's working all weekend, so I am
assuming
I am in the wind. Look out.
My internet will go out 5 or 6 times, but otherwise
this is what the community needs. A 60-year-old man like me saying, look out, because my wife is working. What am I going to do? I'm going to go have like 3 beers and go home and take a nap.
And sleep.
Sam, I need you to breathe life into me is what I need.
Oh, he's begging you.
Get in the car, Sam.
He's begging you. Terrible. Thank you, Sam. Enjoy the weekend, wherever you spend it.
All right, gentlemen. I'll be texting you Saturday when the horns are covering. Don't worry.
Texas, Georgia. He's got a little bit of a Florida Ole Miss saga going this week. And I'm going to play that game in the picks later. Sigmund Bloom coming up at 4. Sam Panayotovich, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider. Check out his work at BetSweats weekday mornings, 9 to noon, and also leading up to kickoff on Sunday on the Odyssey app and the Bet 1520. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here from Leo's Pizzeria on Southwestern Boulevard. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.